Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you all. Happy Thursday once again. You are still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel on Deck. And we're also still live on MZ Radio London with our brother, Mr. Saji Harmony, and also AP Radio UK with our brother, O'Fields, and also Salt FM UK with our brothers, DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. Y'all heard in the first segment, you heard recording artist Adam Christopher. Great interview, great song, Enough. Then you just heard in our second half, you heard Tia Clark, also known as Miss Love Tank. And you heard the great song called Love Tank. Was it off the chain or what? And now we're waiting on our guests to appear on this last part of our show. On today, we thank God for our sister, Nikki Siriki, there in the UK. And we're waiting for her to call in. And, you know, we've been having a great show so far. And it's just awesome. And so we're just waiting. I did a little different today. Yeah. And so I thought, let's put some interviews together and get some interviews, you know, instead of just having all music just going on constantly. We need just, you know, music. And so, like I said, we're waiting. We're waiting for her. I want to make mention, too, that on this weekend coming up, you know, don't forget our shows that we hear on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays as well. And then on next week, we will be back on again doing our shows, you know, our regular shows that we do. But we're going to be soon doing the top 12 countdown shows where we have our judges. And so we just thank God. Let me see. I'm just trying. Y'all bear with me. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, yeah, she's having a problem calling in here. So hopefully we can get this done. So we just bear with me, you all. I'm trying to we're messaging back and forth. So maybe we need to go to a song because I don't want to keep on stopping and talking. So let's see what we can play. Let me see. I'm just trying to find out what I can play. While we're waiting, let's see. So I can try to get this going on with our guests to call in. Okay, so.
I wasn't made to be quiet, I'm here to get you excited. I'm about to roar like a lion, I'm about to pop, 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 off on the mouth. I'm about to pop, 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 off on the mouth. I'm off. Yeah, I got the mic again, choking it. Wondering what the can of worms is, I'm opening. Broke again, yeah, right now, yo, he fixed me. I ain't at 100, but right here at 50. Feet coming hard, kick like Bruce Lee. Music flowing in my veins, loosely, I'm loopy. Shoot me up again, God, move me to needle shock. Record playing off the hook, but I really need you, God. Need it all. Going your floor unless you tell me, go slow it down. That's just where I'm at now. I'm not here to fool around. A different sound tune I was playing 7 years ago. Talking about my life, man. It ain't always about the flow. Blow my flame out if I'm done, yeah. Put me in the coffin, open up the lid, I'll lay myself in there. I ain't on the mic and just be happy. Blah, 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 blah. Here to paint a picture with the words. I wasn't made to be quiet, I'm here to get you excited. I'm about to roar like a lion, I'm about to pop, 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 off on the mouth. I'm about to pop, 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 off on the mouth, I'm on. Yeah, what he talking about, he popping off. Speaking about these lyrics, coming on, they ain't ever soft. I ain't talking beef, not a taco, no cheese, yo. It ain't like a breeze, though, flowing like El Nino. Free flow, have you had the combo with God, man? Ask him to clean up all your sins like he was rhyming. On the board, yeah, I'm here rhyming. You get what I be saying, hear the music playing. Day is coming, better stop delaying, yeah. He loves you, that's more than I can say. Trying to have his heart, falling short like every single day. So I point to him, making no mistake about it, y'all. He know I ain't perfect. So
all right, y'all, we are back. That was BRM Pop Off. We had to play a little music because it sounded like I was talking in riddles when I was trying to get our guests to call in. And I didn't want to keep pausing and stuff like that. So I said, let me go to a song right quick because it sounded like I was, being quiet too long here. And so we thank God it worked out. Like I said, you are now tuned in still to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And again, the first segment you heard was Adam Christopher, and our second you just heard was Tia Clark. And now this is the final, yes, the final hour of the show. And we just thank God for our sister Nikki Siriki there in the UK. Yes, we're about to click her on right now. Good morning, sis. Yay, you made it on.
Eventually. Sorry, I was dialing the wrong thing.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I really am blessed. I thank God. I'm feeling excited. You know, I'm up there to the glory of God. Yeah, had my trials in 2020, and I guess they're still continuing 2021, but I'm encouraged.
Amen. Amen. Yes, me too. You know, we thank God for this year, you know, coming in. We still yet living and breathing, and you know what I'm saying? We have the action of our limbs. So if nothing else,
yeah,
that's something to be grateful for life.
Yes, absolutely.
And so right now, introduce yourself and let everybody know where you calling from, and then talk a little bit about how you got started in music.
Yeah, so my name is Nikki Siriki. Full name is Adenike Olaitan Alade Siriki. But fondly known as Nikki Siriki, that's the stage name. I'm calling from Raynham, Essex, here in London, the United Kingdom. And yeah, it's so wonderful to be on the show today. Thanks, Tonya, for having me. I started out in music when I was quite young. I think like many other artists, I grew up listening to music with my dad, just sitting with my dad in the sitting room, listening to him playing different kinds of records. Back then, Nat King Cole and Jim Reeves, mm-hmm. You know, all those kind of lovely old tunes. And I think that was where my interest for music really started. My dad, he loved music, and he had quite a good voice, but he never really got into producing his own music, unfortunately, before he died. So, yes, I think I took that from my dad. and you know, as I got older, I began to listen to my own kind of music, the kind of music that I liked. Still listening to some of the old school tunes, but, you know, just listening to what normal youth would listen to. You know, back then, my favorite bands were bands like the Jackson 5, you know, Shalamar, Chic, is it Chic you would call them? I don't particularly, not sure how. But Chic, C-H-I-C, Dynasty. All those back, just love listening to those people. And, you know, I moved from, I was born in London, but my mother took me back to Nigeria when I was 9. So I was in Nigeria for 16 years straight before coming back to London. And while I was in Nigeria, because the flavor in Nigeria, apart from the African indigenous music, is really Black American music. We just love it back home, you know. And so many of us try to copy the styles. So when I got back home, you know, they were playing disco back in the 80s. It was, you had your disco, you had your soul. And I was listening, you know, to all of that and just loved it, really, and started kind of copying, you know, the styles. I don't really think I've ever mastered it. It's difficult to master the way Black Americans think. I mean, it's just on another level, you know. But I must say that it's this far. I've kind of formed out a kind of style of my own, you know, and just really what I've got to do, what I do by God's grace. So, yeah, that's really how I got into music.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, earlier in the show, when I was doing an interview, I was saying to the people that, you know, you have your own style. I said, well, you know, Nikki Siriki, she has her own style of singing, which you do.
Yeah.
And it's very unique and it's very awesome. And
thank you so much.
I love your music. I love that song, Champion. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that song.
Yeah, I remember you.
Wow.
Didn't you?
That's an awesome song, Champion. And so I see that you in this new song, Love Real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very hot song featuring Jason Nicholson Porter. How did you go about writing this song, Love Real, and what does it mean?
So last year, I was just lying down, you know, praying and doing my normal quiet time with the Lord. And I was just thinking that February 2nd of this year, I'm going to hit a particular milestone. And I thought to myself, God, what can I, you know, just there praising God, just, you know, overwhelmed with euphoria. The fact that, in spite of the fact that so many people are dying in this season, you know, God has sustained me. And I thought, you know what, I'd like to do a song, release a song for the 2nd of February, which will be my birthday. Now, Love Real, if you look at the word real, it's got two words in there. The first is real, which, you know, those reels, those round circle kind of things that go round and round. You know, they'll say a reel that goes round and round. And then you've got the A in it to indicate real, which is the truth. So what I am saying in that song, because when I was there, you know, just praising God for the amount of years he's given me on earth, I just began to think about the fact that through my years, I haven't been perfect, but God has been perfect. And the song is saying, you know what, I've loved you, I still love you, and I always will. I haven't been perfect through the years, but I have loved you, and my praise has been real. I might not be perfect in myself, but my praise has been real. So that word real is saying that my love is like a reel. It's a circle. It goes round and round. It's continual. And then the real, A-L, is my love is real, you know. So I thought, you know, I'd just do a play of words, a pun, you know, on the words, just to give God, you know, a little something special. But the song really is just saying, Father, you've been faithful when, you know, I have been unfaithful. And, you know, the song ends by saying, I will keep on worshiping. I will keep on praising. The song is actually in three parts. The first part says, I love you, still love you, and I always will. I've not been perfect, but I've loved you.
Yes.
Then we go to the place where it says, so here I am, loving you and waiting on you for a word that reveals your will, a word that will keep me still. So I'm saying, God, I've loved you in the, and I'm still here, you know, waiting
for you
to do what you want in my life. And then the end talks about my future, where it says, I will keep on worshiping, I will keep on pursuing, I will keep on uplifting, I'm not going to stop praising you. So it really captures my past, my present, and my future relationship with God.
Wow.
And that's why the real comes in, you know, the circle. It will keep on going round and round. My love for God will never stop.
Wow, sis, that is powerful. Love, real. It ain't. We ain't just saying real, but real. Wow.
Real, yes. Real both ways. It won't die, and it's true love.
Wow. True love. And that's featuring Jason Nicholson. Jason Nicholson.
Porter.
Was
on the
How was
here.
It
we had,
singing with them?
Yeah, he was on The Voice. We had Jennifer Hudson. You know Jennifer Hudson. Will.i.am.
Yes, yes.
So there's this show they do here in the United Kingdom called The Voice. And he was on the show. He is phenomenal. He's a beautiful singer. And Jennifer was just, she was completely, you know, won over by him.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, and the good thing is
awesome.
He loves to sing for Jesus. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm telling you, I love it. It's definitely a hit. I will tell you that. Definitely a number one hit. When
have
you,
you
first
have you been able to
talked,
listen to it?
Yes. I cannot wait to play it. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for everybody to hear it. I know it's definitely going to rock the charts. Believe that. It will rock
you,
the charts.
Amen. Amen.
And,
amen.
And saying that, you know, I've been asking a lot of artists of late, you know, with this COVID and stuff going on, how has this COVID affected you? You know, like with me, for an example, you know, I'm really tired of it, to tell you the truth. You know, this thing has been going on all last year. We brought the new year in. It's still going on, you know, but God is still keeping us. He's still moving. He's still miracles are still happening. Things are still happening. A lot of people is not dying from it. But, like, how has it affected you? Has it affected you in any kind of way?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I think there is a positive and there is a negative side to it. The positive I'll start with first is last year, for the first couple of months of the lockdown, it actually gave me an opportunity to sit back and see that my contributions to the music world are actually very sacrificial. You know, because you tend to get into this rut where you're called for events and you're running all over the place doing events. You're leaving your family. And sometimes you go places and people treat you anyhow. They don't really understand what you're giving. And just to sit back from it, you know, I just realized, my goodness, the amount of time I was able to spend with my family. You know, the rest that I was getting, the peace of mind from not having to, oh, I need to be there this Saturday. Oh, I need to be there next Sunday. Oh, you know, just that peace of mind. It just completely overwhelmed me. And I was like, God, I thank you for this time of rest, you know, because I now begin to understand that these people, they can't pay me for what I do. Some churches you go and you know, they give you a little pittance and they think they've given you the whole world. But they don't know what you've left, you know, behind in your house. I've left my kids, you know, and I've gone to do all this. I've left my husband loads of times. A poor man will go hungry, you know, I won't cook, and you know, the wear and tear on my car, the wear and tear on me. And I'm the kind of artist, I don't charge. If I go to minister, you give me what you want. Don't ask me how much you charge. I won't raise the issue. I won't, you know. And even if I do raise the issue, it will just be give me what you want. And sometimes people take advantage of that. So sitting back from it, you know, I just, this is, people can't pay me for what I do. This is, what I'm doing is actually sacrificial. And what I do actually became of more worth in my own eyes.
Yeah.
So for me, that was positive. The negative, of course, is that you're not gigging. So, you know, money isn't coming in the way it normally should. Money doesn't answer all things. I don't believe it does, but you need it to do ministry. And I've got so many, I mean, this lockdown, songs have just been coming into my heart. And I'm praying and I'm picking up a song and the song is finished. I've got the beginning, I've got the bridge, I've got the end part. And I'm like, God, please, I need money to do this. But because you're not gigging, the money is not coming in, you know, to do ministry.
Yeah.
So there's a positive and a negative. But, you know, to be quite sincere with you, the positives outweigh the negative for me.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I understand that. I get that because I know with me, sis, with the COVID that's been going on, you know, I kind of got tired of sitting in because I'm so used to, you know, going and doing and everything. So I'm going to be honest. At first, I got kind of tired of sitting in. And then, you know, I lost my aunt to cancer who raised me. So she's like my second mom. And, you know, I really grieve. You know, she passed away a few months ago. It hasn't even been 5 months yet. And I was really just hold on. You know what I'm saying? And I kept saying, wow, I got to get out of here. So we wear our masks. You know what I'm saying? We do the necessary thing if you have to go to the market and the grocery stores. But I still felt like, God, when is this going to end? Like, I'm just tired of sitting up in here because it looked like depression was trying to take over because there was so many people dying that I knew they were dying. Some of my daughter's friends were passing away and big leaders that I knew, you know, they were leaving. And I was just like, oh, my God. But then, like you said, it seemed like the positive part outweighed the negative. And God began to show me his hand that I needed rest, like you said. I needed to get in that place where I can hear from him. I needed to get in that place where things that I was not happy about that was going on in my life, God straightened them things out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year, he gave me a big shebang surprise. And even over in the new year, even now, he's still miraculously moving in my life during all this negative stuff that's going on. So it taught me to know that in a bad situation, the sunshine is still there. Even in the dark corner, there's a bright light that shines and brings us out of that rut. You know what I'm saying? So what you said is powerful. That's awesome.
Yeah, to give you the glory. You know, the Bible does say, it says, darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the nations, but your glory, your light will be seen upon us. I think that's Isaiah 60. So, yeah, the pestilence is there, the pandemic is there, and you know, it's getting used to a different way of life. But if you really sit down and you ponder on the positives, you will see them, so many of them.
That's right. That is right. And so next, what I want to say is there's a lot of people out there, sis, that's going through even now, especially artists and ministers.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through because they're like, man, my music is not going nowhere. Things is on lockdown. I'm not moving. You know, you have people that want to give up. Their back is up against the wall. What would you say? Share a short word of encouragement to those that are listening in that might be just battling and just going through those things.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading the Psalms and was it Psalm 19? I was reading. Where is it? Is it Psalms 19? And it was, I actually wanted to read it because it's very powerful, but what it was saying, what David was saying was that, he would say, why have you forsaken me, O God? Yeah, it's Psalm 22. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? I actually have a song after that. Never leave me. God will never leave me. But and he says, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? You know, so far, my cries of anguish, you know, my God, I cry out day by day. But he ends that psalm in a way, you know, that really blesses me. Actually, it's not 22. I can't particularly find it at the moment. But there is one where he's saying, why have you forsaken me? And he goes on, you know, to talk about the issues he's going through. But the way he ends it is so, so blessed. He says that he will trust in God's unfailing love and that he will continue to praise the Lord because God has done good for him. Now, when you compare the end of that passage to the beginning, there's a huge contrast because at the beginning, he's, you know, it's stories of woe. But David was that kind of man, and he always encourages me. His life always encourages me because the Bible will talk about David encouraging himself in the Lord. And I understand, you know, that people are going through, it's not really easy to tell them, oh, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. You know, it just sounds like pie in the sky by and by. But the truth of the matter is when you are in a down place, and I tell you, sister, I was in a down place last year. Good God Almighty, my daughter, there was something that happened with her. I can't even speak about it on air, you know, that crushed my husband, you know. And last year was a year of new levels for me because I learned to find God in a different way in my pain. I began to pray different, wake early in the morning between the hours of 2 and 4, beginning to entreat the heavens and taking the devil by the scruff of his neck. You know, even though I was in pain, it got me closer to God. I began to fast at another level, you know, just do things at another level that I normally wouldn't do. So in my time of pain, instead of running away from God, I was angry and I was grieved, but I ran to God. I don't know if you've ever seen a little baby. Sometimes a mother is carrying a child, maybe about 8 or 9 months, and the child is being naughty, and you know, the mother has given the baby maybe a little spack on the hand, and the baby is crying but clinging very hard to the mother. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. That's I have seen, and that's the kind of relationship I had with God last year. I was crying, but I was clinging to God fiercely. And I think we should learn that from David, you know, learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. When things are tough and you're in anguish, you know, just cling to Him. You pray. You know, I was saying that I've gotten quite a number of songs are just coming through. You know, last year I had songs coming through because I didn't leave the place of prayer. And the Bible says, dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwells. You've got to live there. So no matter whether you're crying or you're not crying, Fred Hammond will say, keep on praising. Keep on praising. You just keep on praising. No matter what the day may bring to you, keep praising God, whether up or down, whether this or that. Keep on praising. And it is in the place of praise, it is in the presence of God that you will be strengthened and that you will have an answer to your issues. And some of these issues might not, you know, go overnight. They might not go overnight, but weeping endures for the night. Joy comes in the morning. So it's just about not listening to the rubbish the devil is telling you to do and clinging to the hem of God's garments.
That's right. Wow, that's powerful. Now, that's a powerful word of encouragement, sis. Definitely, I know everyone that's tuned in right now is being blessed by what you just stated.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Awesome. And so, in our last part where we're getting at now, if anybody wants to connect with you, how do they connect with you, and how do they connect with this great song and some more of your music?
Amen. Thank you for asking, sis. So, yes, I need as much support with this as possible. I'm on Facebook. On Facebook, it's at Ade Nike Alade Seriki. That's on Facebook. Instagram is at Nikki Finest. That's N-I-K-K-I-F for Freddie, I-N-E-S-T, Nikki Fine, at Nikki Finest. That's Instagram. My website is NikkiSiriki.com. So it's Nikki Siriki written as one word, .com. And I'm also on Twitter as at Nikki Finest. So I've also got my YouTube channel, Nikki Siriki. You know, people who want to hook up with me can just go on my website. My website will hold, you know, my mobile number if that's what you want, my contact number, my Instagram, all my media, social media handles will be on my website, which is NikkiSiriki.com. So, yeah, people okay. can. And the song is coming out on the 2nd of February. It will be on all the major digital platforms, Deezer, whatever it is, TuneCore, Apple. It's going to be there. So, please, yes, support this song. Stream it, please. Share it. Go on Spotify. Buy it, you know, and help support. It would be highly appreciated.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome, sis. That is awesome. I thank God for you, sis.
Thank you.
For being able to be on, you know, with us today and, you know, sharing
yeah.
words of encouragement and talking about the music and everything. You know, we were
yeah.
really blessed by
you.
Thank
you, Jolondette. Can I say thank you for being there for us? You're a blessing. Such a sweetheart, and my prayer that is that God will continue to strengthen you and give you the grace to keep on doing what you're doing for him, because it matters a lot.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Keep praying for me, sis. I definitely need it.
You'll do.
Definitely need it, and you know I love you all.
Thank you.
And blessings to you all there in London. And so in saying
yes.
that, is there anything else you would like to say before, you know, we end it with your song?
Yeah, God bless everyone. I'm releasing this tune. By God's grace, I'm going to try and do another Christmas tune, Christmas for this year. Going to do the video, going to do the music, so I'll still be coming back at you. And, yeah, look out, guys. It's coming. As I said, during this lockdown, God has been releasing songs, so we're going to try to keep on putting them out. But be encouraged, everybody, and stay blessed. Stay blessed, and please remain rapturable. Remain rapturable with everybody people just passing away, you know. Now we need to make sure that we're living each day as if it was our last. Let's be ready for God at all times.
Amen. Yeah, you're right. People are leaving here. You don't know. You see someone last night and then you get up in the morning, they passed away, you know, or you just talk to them on the phone and then you're hearing, they're not doing so well. And before you know it, they're out of here. So you definitely are right about that. I agree. I totally agree to that.
Yeah.
So
my mother is in the kitchen room at the moment. She's attending a funeral on Zoom, funeral.
Wow.
I'm going to be attending one of a friend of ours. He was 54. He died last week of COVID. So, it's real. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is real. It is real. Well, we look definitely going to be keeping y'all lifted as well, and those around the world. We're steady lifting and praying for people, you know, for the loss of their loved ones. And, you know, it's really something. But we just praying that this thing will just blow over at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know when, but I just say
down
in the midst
in America,
of it all. Oh, yes.
Are you
feeling yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still going on here. In America and in different states, you know, some numbers are going up, some numbers are going down, you know. So, we're still being careful out here, still wearing masks, sanitizing your hands. Some churches are still not open. They're doing Zoom meetings and online. And then we have a lot of things that, like theaters and stuff, is just now opening back up, you know. But But then the numbers go up high, we on lockdown again. So it's just like an up and down situation, you know.
But through
it all,
same here.
God is still keeping a lot of us, and that's the thing that to be grateful for. Even if you went through COVID and you still here, that's something to be grateful for, because so many people that COVID has wiped out, like the mafia.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, my God. It's like a 187 going on around the world. You know, some people look at me and they laugh because they say, sis, you say some things, boy, that sounds tripped out. But, you know, it's almost like it's a mafia sweep, it seems like. Just everybody leaving, just going.
Yeah.
And if it's not the COVID, it's cancer, you know. Cancer is moving.
Cancer is one, absolutely, cancer. Awful.
You know, so. Well, sis, we're going to go ahead because I know that you have to go, but we want to say God bless you, and I love
you,
sis, and thank you for calling in and being a part of this great show.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, sis. All right, y'all. Y'all have heard our sister, Mickey Siriki, all the way from London, you guys. And we're going to go ahead and hear this great song that is popping hot, Love Real, as we say, featuring Jason Nicholson Porter. And after that song, we're going to come right back into some more, a few more music and everything before the show ends in its final round. And then we'll be back in the 24/7 rotation of music from around the world. Check it out. We'll be right back right here on the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck.